You're listening to WUIS. I'm Rachel Atwell. Native American culture is known for being particularly in tune with the natural world. This has translated to long traditions of treating ailments with plants and herbal remedies. A presentation on Tuesday afternoon at SIU's Pearson Museum in Springfield will feature multicultural educator Arloa Wheeler. She'll talk about medicine and Native American culture. I asked Arloa how she became interested in the topic.
I always wanted to know more about my own culture, and the more you know about the culture of this country, what happened to Indian people, you know, the more you want to know. It's very difficult to find these things out through the general public and through general education. So I was quite curious, and it made my mom happy.
And what is your Native American background?
I'm Nakota. Originally, it was anywhere you wanted to go because we were nomadic. Geography-wise, it would be the eastern part of South Dakota.
Your talk will focus from Columbus forward and,
yes,
and the changes in Native American medicine since then. What role would medicine have been playing in Native American life right when Columbus arrived?
It was the only way to heal. I mean, that's what you had. You had herbs, you had medicine people, you had people that wanted to get to the heart of the problem. You know, if you came to them with a symptom, they'd want to know, you know, what's going on with you, what's happening, where have you been, you know, what's up? And then they would be treated with herbs and prayer and ceremony. And that's the only way you had to heal.
Before the white settlers came, were there any specific ailments that might have been something they dealt with on a semi-regular basis?
No, there really wasn't. There wasn't. At that time, when he came to the islands, there really wasn't a lot of warfare. There wasn't anything chronic. I think maybe toothaches or tooth problems, perhaps. But it was just the Garden of Eden, and that's how Columbus saw it when he first got here. And people didn't seem to be, you know, full of sickness or anything until after that.
So how did the arrival of Columbus start to change things?
Well, it devastated the people. He brought in so many new diseases that there was no immunity to. You know, he brought influenza, smallpox, measles, whooping cough, bubonic plague, malaria, yellow fever, dysentery, and tuberculosis. And on top of that, he brought a very bad attitude toward the people. Originally, he loved the people. He thought that they were, you know, their goodness and generosity just impressed him. But then in that same moment, he also would say, they should be good servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want. And that's what ended up happening. In 1493, he came back with 17 warships. Now, that isn't someone who loves people. That's someone who wants to take what they have.
What did Native Americans do, or how did they try to combat the new diseases that white settlers began to bring?
Well, the herbalists, the doctors, the medicine people started working with, you know, if this cures this, then maybe it will help with this. And they came up with so many good remedies for some of these. For instance, elderberry. You know, the juice from elderberries was used for influenza, and it helped. That's called Sambuca, and it was used in Panama to 1995, to cure a flu epidemic down there. So it's something that works. You just keep working with the ideas of, you know, if this cures this, then we need to try this with that. They did fix them, though. I mean, there's not a cure for everything. And you have to recall that it was organic food. It was natural people. The herbs were grown naturally. There wasn't all this congestion and everything now.
And was it true that this sort of germ warfare was used on Native Americans when it came to purposefully passing along things like smallpox?
They would save handkerchiefs and blankets from the infirmaries. And they would pass those to Indian people as gifts. And the conquistadors did that in the towns where they would introduce disease first to weaken the people. And then they would come in and slaughter the people. and then they would take their land and take whoever was still alive as slaves. Germ warfare has been here forever, well, since Columbus. And that was deliberate. I know there's been some controversy about the Mandan, the smallpox introduction to the Mandan people, but it was on purpose. There's records of it.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS. I'm speaking with Arloa Wheeler. She's a multicultural educator who will have a presentation about Native American medicine at SIU's Pearson Museum on Tuesday afternoon. Arloa, what lessons do you think modern society stands to gain from the traditions of Native American people when it comes to health and healing?
That the way to heal people is to heal the whole person, to understand who they are as human beings, to understand what they are in that moment, what is happening with them. It's not just a physical ailment that you need to heal. You need to heal the entire person. You know, there's a lot going on with a human being, and medicine is part of the healing process.
And so you mentioned that you are Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used, you know, maybe herbal remedies, or is this something that has followed you into your routine?
Oh, yeah. I use herbs all the time. My grandpa started me off really young. He showed me what to use and how to use it, and I've done that my whole life. I love it. It's natural, and there's not a lot of side effects, and they're relatively inexpensive.
And do you see modern medicine becoming maybe a little bit more open to the idea of using these natural remedies?
General population, I think the statistic is around 85% of the world uses herbs for their medicine. It's because it's what you know and what you've learned and how you've been raised. I think that most of the time modern medicine forgets that there's a human being involved. They try to care for a symptom, and they medicate for that symptom, but there's still a lot going on with the human being that they just don't seem to care for. I don't know all of the doctors in the world. I don't know how they treat people, but I would prefer herbs over chemical medicines. They're easier on your system. When you go to a healer, you learn. you get a lesson.
Speaking of which, you said that you had a little legend that you wanted to share with us.
According to the Cherokee legend, human diseases were devised by animals who had grown weary of human cruelty. Plants, friendly to humans, created cures for each disease. The healer's task was to determine which animal the patient had offended and then concoct a cure from the correct plant. A disease caused by an angry rabbit spirit, for example, called for rabbit food, which is also known as wild roses.
Is there historical evidence of the colonizers learning things from Native American people and the way that they dealt with illness?
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for Indian people, they would not have survived because they weren't here. They didn't bring their medicines with them. They thought they were just going to come in, stomp all over, and be done. But they ended up living here and getting sick. And so all the Indian tribal people that they met, all the nations, they had to cure them, you know, and some of the early ones on the East Coast, they had headaches, and so the Indian people did the willow bark, inner bark of willow, and created, you know, that's what aspirin is from. And they would fix them. They didn't know how to cure themselves. You know, they didn't bring healers with them. They came over here, and Indian people cured them and fed them. And, you know, if it wasn't for the Iroquois people bringing corn to Washington during that winter, they wouldn't have survived.